Clark OFM. Good morning, breakfast. Proudly brought to you by Nutrifeed, your formula for success. Margaret, I don't know if you remember the other day, a lady collapsed in the grocery store, right here in Central SA.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah. Okay.
En sodoende het ek ook besef dat as iemand nou voor my moet val en iemand gaan luister, hierdie persoon kort nou hulp, I won't know how to do it. That's why this morning, joining us on the Good Morning Breakfast, we have Diana, Jade, Veilandi, you guys are a clinical training specialist and you specialize in teaching people how to successfully do CPR. Diana.
Yeah, that's correct. So we are all basic life support instructors. We work at Life Rose Park. So we are here today because of an initiative called the World Restart a Heart Day, which is taking place on the 16th of October. This initiative is aimed at educating the community on how to recognize when someone needs CPR.
Is it difficult to give someone CPR? Is it a difficult task? Is there a lot of stuff that can go wrong if you do it incorrectly?
Not so many things that can go wrong if you do it incorrectly. You're just not going to be doing effective CPR with proper compressions if you're not doing it 100%. But it is quite a physical workout. I will say that. It's not difficult. Anyone can do it, but it is a physical... You're going to feel it the next day if you
really?
Do it right. Yeah.
Like sure. you'll break a sweat.
Your whole body.
So... Firstly, okay, let's play out the scenario. Someone drops in front of you in the grocery store. You're the first person to get to that person. Do you just start bashing their chest and go blowing air into their lungs? What do you do? And also, how do you know if, you know what, this situation requires CPR?
All right, so the first thing that you need to do is just actually see if it's safe to even approach. And then take away anything else that could be a hindrance. If you're close to water, get them away from the water, dry them off a little bit, just a really quick towel dry. Then you're going to assess the patient and see if you can see any signs of breathing. So if you're seeing any of those signs or lack of signs of breathing and lack of signs of movement and alertness, you're also going to tap them on the shoulders and say hello to try and see if you can wake them up. If nothing happens, that's when you know that you should start CPR.
Okay, so
how do I do that?
Yeah, because those three small letters, big impact, and also can create, you know, big results if done effectively,
and less results if done
incorrectly. Yes, yeah. We're joined this morning by our clinical training specialist from Live Rose Park, ahead of World Restart to Heart Day. Okay, but the stereotypical staying alive from the Bee Gees, is that the rhythm we're aiming for?
It's such a good one.
Is it?
It's such a good one.
Is there other songs? Like, what's the tempo of that song, though?
It's between 100 and 120 beats per minute. That's what we're aiming for with good chest compressions.
So, okay. I think, here's what we do. You guys brought along mannequins.
Yes.
Okay.
Then we're going to show you how to do the compressions.
So I think let's whip out those mannequins and let's see what goes into a situation where you need to give CPR. Okay, so.
Cool.
Mannequins at the ready.
Awesome.
Okay, are we doing it on the floor?
It has to be on the floor.
Okay, it has to be on the floor.
Who's going
to
push me to the floor?
Oh,
good. Okay, let's do this. You give us a demo first.
Yeah.
All right. Exactly what needs to go into restarting a heart using CPR.
Okay.
And then I will do one, and then Margaret will do one.
And then also you did it the best.
Yeah, who restarted the heart best. Like,
okay. It was successful.
Exactly. Okay, so who's going at this? Diana, are you going
to... Jade and Veilandi will do it. I will just tell them what to do.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Perfect.
Okay.
So you first need to check if the environment is safe for you to approach, and then you're going to check for responsiveness by tapping your patient
hard on
their shoulders to check if they're responsive. While you're tapping them, you're going to check for any breathing. If they're not responsive and there's no breathing, you're going to call for help.
Help! Please call the ambulance.
And you need to... This is beneficial to have the ambulance's number saved in your phone. So,
well, what is that number, by the way?
So there's different numbers that we can phone. The Life EMS number is 086-012-3367. That's Life EMS. Or if you want, the national one is 112.
112.
Yeah.
Okay, so step one was simply tap on the shoulders.
Check for responsiveness.
Okay.
Then you call for help.
Call for help.
Mm-hmm. And now we're going to start with compressions because there's no responsiveness from your patient and there's no breathing.
Okay.
So you want to put your hand in the lower half of the breastbone, in the middle of the chest, right in the middle, not on the left or the right, right in the middle. You want to put one hand down with the heel of your hand, so this hard part where your thumb joins.
Amper teen jou gewrig.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you want to interlink your other arm. You want to lock your elbows, and you want to use your body weight in order to do the compressions. That way you won't get as tired. Your shoulders need to be in line with your hands and your wrist, and then you're going to press down hard and fast. You want to get at least 5 to 6 centimeters down. If you think you're not pressing hard enough, press harder. At a rate of 100 to 120 beats per minute, and we're just going to do continuous compressions.
You got to press down so far because you are actively taking over the heart pump.
Yeah.
You are the pump for now, so you've got to do it effectively.
So the heart's not beating, and what you are doing is compressing it and circulating the blood around the body.
Right.
Okay,
let's go.
What on earth?
And then you continue until help arrives.
And then the other thing is, would your compression remain the same when it's a child?
In a child, you'll compress a little bit less, about 4 centimeters, a third of the diameter of the anterior-posterior diameter of the chest. I think you guys can stop. I just want to also focus on when you will stop doing compressions, which might be a good idea. You will stop when there are any signs of life. If you're physically too fatigued to continue, or if the paramedics come and take over from you.
Okay. Clinical training specialist from Life Rose Park, just helping us on restarting a heart. And I realize now that we've had it all wrong, the entire time. Okay, so firstly, let's see how well we paid attention. So Margaret, step one was?
Step one was clear the area.
Correct. I was testing you.
Yay.
I was testing you. Okay. The area is cleared. Jy weet nou net in die inkopiesentrum gebeur of waar ook al. Jy het seker gemaak almal is veilig om hulle. Okay. So then you clear the area. You
check for responsiveness.
And you did that by tapping on the shoulders.
Yeah, but
nice. I was using him to keep myself up.
Yeah, you don't want to be like, oh, excuse me. You actually need to really
tap.
Tap.
Hello. Okay, so that we've done that. We've done the tapping. Okay, now no response.
Yeah.
So now we go to the chest.
You've checked.
Oh, you're help.
Help. Can someone please call an ambulance?
What's the number?
911 since 2010.
Okay, great.
Or 112.
Or
086-012-3367. Easy
peasy. Okay, now. Save that to your
rolls off
the tongue.
Yeah, you can, in the middle of the chest.
Yeah, huh?
Okay.
On the lower bit of the breastbone.
Is that the correct spot there?
I would go a little bit higher.
Higher, okay.
Yeah.
There.
Uh-huh.
All right, and then interlock.
Yeah, your hands.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Lock your elbows.
Yeah.
And then push down hard and fast.
Okay. On the rhythm of staying alive.
I'll sing it.
Staying alive.
You can lock your elbows.
Deeper. Nice.
Okay, there's green lights on this mannequin.
Yeah.
So does that mean it's being done correctly?
You're doing it well. Just
really
remember,
good.
Your max, well done.
And chest recoil.
Yeah, just remember the chest recoil. So we haven't actually spoken about that. So chest recoil is when the chest comes
keep
back.
Keep going.
Yeah, keep going.
I want to check the lights if they change now. Okay, it's going red.
Yeah.
Like, why is it going red?
You're not
because
saving
you're not,
that life.
Yeah.
He's
dying.
Okay, and then in that moment, I wasn't pushing hard enough.
Exactly.
Then the light went from green.
To red. Yeah.
Okay, and you can keep that up for 3 to 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Until help arrives?
Uh-huh.
That's it. Okay.
Or until they wake up?
Yes.
Or until you are too tired.
Okay, so quick recap then. Firstly, if there's a situation that needs attention and you feel you have to step up to the plate, firstly, clear the area.
Clear the area, make sure it's safe.
Secondly, call for help.
Help!
Okay. Thirdly, tap, 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 try and see if there's any form of responses from the victim.
Yeah. Yeah,
or the person in need. And then lastly, then you're going to start the resuscitation. So bottom half of the chest bone.
In the middle.
In the middle. Not on the side of the heart or on the right side or whatever. And dan gebruik jy die gedeelte op jou hand onder die pols.
Ja, correct.
Nee, sit hom lekker, middelste helft van die bors, onderste helft van die borsbeen. Interlock jou hande, asof jou hande vas is met jouself.
Ja.
Elleboog reguit. En dan, then you start singing the Bee Gees.
There we go, staying alive.
Well,
5 to 6 centimeters.
That was great, you remembered everything.
Yeah.
En die realiteit is, though, dit is eintlik so eenvoudig.
Ja,
nee?
Dis al wat jy moet doen.
Daai eenvoudige paar stappies kan jou in 'n posisie plaas waar jy iemand se lewe kan red.
Ja, net vir daai gedeelte tot hy die paramedici arriveer.
Exactly. Exactly. So, thank you guys so much for your time. We appreciate it. Thank you so much to the valuable, literally life-saving information. We're going to post everything online at ofm.co.za. We're also going to publish the videos there.
And the links to where you can find more information.
Yes, but you guys are true superheroes. And that is werklik so. Superheroes don't wear capes.
They don't.
Okay, they stand in front of classrooms. They stand in hospitals. They teach other people how to do CPR. Those are the real superheroes. So thank you guys so much. Bye bye, dankie vir die feit dat julle tyd het julle dag uitgevat het om vir iets wat julle dink is dalk eenvoudig en iets wat julle alledaags doen het werklik 'n lewenslange impak op die res van ons. So thank you so much for that. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.